Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
What a perfect time for you Arizona homeowners to call us here at Rosie on the House. ASU has already played and won. U of A don't play the Lumberjacks till tonight. This afternoon is loaded up with great football. Clemson and the Aggies play the early game, and LSU plays Texas in the late game. ABC sure sewed up a strong football schedule for this afternoon, that's for sure. So now would be the perfect time for that project you've been trying to tackle, or you've started to tackle it and you just can't seem to get it finished. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.
Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. This is hour number four of our weekly radio broadcast. We call it our open home hour. We open it up to whatever you, the Arizona homeowner, wants to talk about. One of the ways that we work to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And on that mission of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend, a new feature that we've added this year is our promotions team. We've got Location Lance, who travels around in our Sanderson Ford Transit. He always carries home maintenance calendars, a number of our e-store items, and he goes to different events. He will be at Sun City Strong event on Wednesday. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com. And in our events tab, you can see it there. It's on Boswell Boulevard. And this is an afternoon event. I believe it's 1 to 4. And you can get your home maintenance calendar. Yeah, 1 to 4 on Wednesday, September 11th. Hosted by the Gardens of Sun City. And it's for Sun City residents. The HOA will be on site. No entry fees. There's door prizes and raffles. And like I said, you can meet Lance. Ask your home maintenance question. Get a referral. Get a calendar, whatever the case may be. Also, on our e-store, we sent a Earth Talon shovel all the way to Virginia this week, and we also sent safety glasses to a pest control company in Sholo. We work hard. It's one of those interesting features that it's not a big part of what we do, but it is something we do. We get a lot of people sending us stuff all the time. The Earth Talon shovel and these safety glasses are both perfect examples of companies that reached out to us and said, hey, would you like to try our shovel, and if you like it, tell us what you think. And they're great shovels. I use it constantly at our home at the Whitman Plantation for all sorts of things. And in addition to digging, it's great at chopping weeds off at the top. And it's on my wheelbarrow constantly. I've got a burrow, and it's a work. It turns your wheelbarrow into a workstation on top, and it's got a holster, so to speak, on each side to hold your shovels. And we tried it. We loved it. It was a guy out of Chino Valley that invented it as a way to try and cut through the hard caliche, and said, yeah, great. But he's not big enough for it to get into, you know, your bigger chain stores. You've got to have a certain amount of production volume to get into there. A lot of other online services or places that people shop online, they take so much of the commission that it doesn't make it worth it for little guys to put product on there, because it then costs them to get listed on there because of how much they take. So we don't do that. We just we buy the tools at wholesale. We store them in our storage facility, and then when somebody buys it, we sell it retail and ship it out to them. And all of those items are at rosieonthehouse.com e-store.
They're all the kind of things like you were saying. There were sent things all the time to try.
It's the ones we approve of.
Most of the stuff we just send back and say, well, send us the next version because this has got some problems. But the things that they send us that we like, we try and make them available.
If they're not items that you can't just pick up at your hardware store.
Right, right.
Yeah, the Earth Talon shovels, the first time I saw that, I sat there for 5 seconds and went, wow, why didn't we think of that before?
I know.
It's such a unique design. Yeah, it breaks up dirt.
Most products on our e-store, I'm like, gosh darn it, I should have thought of that first. It's a partner announcement. We've had our Tucson's Reader's Choice Award, and we had to post all the different partners of Rosie on the House Southern Arizona Network that got selected through the Arizona Daily Star. Congratulations. We are a statewide program. We've got partners all over the state. If you've got a second home somewhere else in the high country mountain area, there's a good chance you can find a Rosie on the House certified partner to serve your needs. Remodelers, Big 50, that's a pretty big award.
That's a nice one.
You've got that several times. I don't know all the requirements into it, but it came up this week, and we had one of our partners in Peoria, Todd Whitaker Drywall, TWD Design Build Remodel, was listed this year. Congratulations.
Yep.
And then Sun Valley Solar, one of our solar partners out of Chandler, they just got done installing solar panels on their building. You know, and Kyle wasn't available, but for this week, but we'll have them on as a follow-up, just the amount of kilowatt production that's going to do and the battery storage. That's always been the big key. What about nighttime use?
That's right.
And batteries are expensive, so what to do? So they're playing it with it at their building, and we'll have a lot of great details there. And one more scary stat before we start going through the calls. Did you see that 200 people a day are moving into Maricopa County?
Yeah. It's been, for most of this last year, the fastest growing county in America.
Trades back and forth with Houston and Dallas, and you know, Pete, we're spoiled by all of our space, and
it's bittersweet
having all that. You know, you just like start feeling a little claustrophobic sometimes when you hear stats like that. Like, oh,
spend your first year in excessive heat advisory, and then come back to me.
All right, well, let's get to the calls. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, sir. How may we help you?
I've got a little bit of a bug problem in my grass, I guess you'd call it. I got about 20 by 50 section of grass that was dirt for about 2 years, and I planted grass about 6 or 8 weeks ago. It looks great. Everything's fine. But when I cut the grass, I get little gnats, or maybe a little bigger than gnats, that are jumping away from the lawnmower as I cut. What can I do to get rid of those without killing the grass?
Hmm. Well,
wait, I got something, because I had a lawn at one time. No, when I was cutting the yard after watering it, after you cut it, these bugs fly out, and are they large gnats or large kind of like mosquito size?
I don't think they're mosquitoes, but yeah, they're something like that. And they don't fly; they jump. You know, they go from where the lawnmower's at to maybe 2 feet away, and then when I make the next pass, they're jumping. You know.
Okay, I'm thinking of another type bug, because when I would cut over it, these bugs would fly off the lawn. And I would have birds coming out of nowhere just having a feast. So a little difference.
So are you suggesting he buys a bunch of birds?
Well, if those gnats are able to fly.
Stick a chicken or a guinea back there for about 3 days and let them clean it up.
Actually, in this case, a guinea's not a bad idea.
So what you'll want to do, Dan, is see if you can get a picture of it so we can see what type of insect it is. And then once we know the insect, pest control companies that you can get it at local, sell tons of products at your local nursery, like Bonide's a great example. But each one of their products has different insects it's labeled for, just depending on if it's an exoskeleton, what gene the family is. One thing you could do is Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the first thing that came to mind. You can hook it up to your hose, and it's a liquid case. You turn it on, spray it, just spray your whole lawn down before you mow it. It kills on contact. Now, that's not going to kill the cycle of the bug if it lives deeper into your deeper down, but if you do that 3 or 4 times that might then get the entire cycle if you do it every time before. Or there's some other granules that, like I said, if we can identify what it is, then we can find out what insect product for it, because they have 6 pages 33 different insect products to choose from. We just got to figure out what we're fighting first.
Okay. And what was the name of that Captain Jack what?
Dead Bug Brew.
Dead Bug Brew.
You can get it as a concentrate or a dust. I get the one that you hook up to the hose, and it's inorganic, so it's even safe to spray right onto your tomato plants before you harvest. I mean, it's made out of a product found in old abandoned rum barrels from the Caribbean that they figured out is a perfect way to kill bugs. So
okay,
there's one option for you.
All right, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Good luck killing those gnats or whatever it might be crawling around your yacht. I will tell you one thing. We have had a huge amount of grasshoppers this season. Have you noticed that?
I haven't been out, you know, like I usually.
That's true.
Like I've usually been. I haven't seen it yet. The hiking through the White Mountains 2 weeks ago, well, we didn't see it.
Didn't see it.
Got knocked over by butterflies, but
we've had plenty at the Whitman plantation, and it's really funny. You can tell there's a lot of food, insect food around our house when the chicken feed lasts 2 weeks. Generally, if there's not a lot of things for the chickens to eat, you got to refuel the silo about once a week for them to come back. But it's lasting about 2 weeks before we got to fill it.
They're doing their pest control job.
They're busy.
Oh, that's great.
Let's get to Ray. I don't do that often, but I just noticed we're right up against the break. We'll come back to Ray and you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you've got a question about your home, castle, or cabin.